وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Alhamdulillah, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Monday morning, the 18th of November 2024. Corresponding to the 16th of Jamadul Ula, 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء مفتاح الرحمة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah bless you and apa with afiat and good health. Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you. حضرت مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept your wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, our brother Junaid Khan, our brother Zakaria. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us and grant our brother Junaid Khan, Junaid Mutta, Siha, Afia, always. And Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us all Shifa'i Kamil, Ajil, Mustamir. Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today is the 16th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we commence a new surah, a new chapter, and that is chapter number 40, Suratul Mu'min, and it comprises 85 verses. It was revealed before the migration of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. Look at the script of Bismillah. Ba-seen, be-seen. There is no alif there in between. That is due to constant usage, kasratul istimal. And if you go to Surah Alaq, the first five verses that were revealed, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. There you will see it is ba alif seen meem, be alif seen meem, to show you that is the original script. The alif is maintained and retained. It's obvious that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is recited much more in comparison to Iqra bismi. Therefore, there is that difference. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the first four verses of Surah Mu'min, chapter number 40. Hameem. These are al-huruful muqatta'at, the broken letters. These have a mystic meaning, meaning no one knows the meaning except Him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, as mentioned in chapter number 3 and verse number 7. So therefore we need to understand the real message of Almighty Allah. Yes, a person can inquire or object. If there are certain verses that nobody knows the meaning, then what's the benefit? The Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the final constitution of Almighty Allah and a challenge to humanity that this is the final constitution on the greatest of Almighty Allah's creation, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, it was revealed. So now these are the letters of the Arabic alphabet, Yasin, Taha, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Hamim, Ain, Sin, Qaf. So you use those Arabic alphabets and see if you can construct and bring a replica of the noble Quran, even one surah, one chapter. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ أَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِ. So that is the ultimate challenge Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has given humanity. Until today, no one has succeeded and no one will ever succeed. Chapter number 2 and verses number 23 and 24. So that is why the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, was, is, will always be Al-Mu'jiza Al-Khalida, Al-Mu'jiza Al-Kubra, the greatest miracle of Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Tanzeelul kitabi min Allahil Azizil Alim. Tanzeel. People say this book was revealed by Allah. Remember that translation is not 100% correct. You must translate Tanzeelul Kitab. The book was revealed gradually, piecemeal, by Almighty Allah over a period of 23 years. You must highlight and show the distinction between Anzalna and Tanzeel. Inna Anzalnahu fi Laylatil Qadr. Chapter number 97, verse number 1. Verily, we revealed it, the noble Quran, fi laylatil qadr, in the night of majesty, the night of destiny, and that is to show you we revealed it one shot, jumlatu wahida, as enshrined in the noble Quran, from the seventh sky right till the first sky, and from the first sky tanzeel took place, and that is over a period of 23 years, to the mubarak blessed heart of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin bilisanin arabiyin mubin, that it was revealed on your honorable heart, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so that you will warn the people with love and compassion in the Arabic language, which will make things so manifest and clear. Tanzeelul kitabi min Allahil Azizil Alim. So the Quran Sharif was revealed piecemeal gradually. Min Allah, from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Min Allahil Azizil Alim, who is all powerful and all knowing. His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. Nothing obscure and hidden from him at any time, any place. Now here there is a very, very interesting incident and episode and event. Some people came to the Khulafa, to the four Khulafa. I'll just mention about Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the four successors of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and posed the question, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah, which ayat in the noble Quran gave you, granted you, the greatest inspiration, motivation? When we were becoming a Hafiz by our Honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limal, yeah, we Hafiz boys, we're not even baligh and mature. So we used to ask one another which ayat you like the most. Obviously, we didn't know Arabic and the meaning of it. So I would say, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. And He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protector and the best of helper. After we learned the Arabic language, and we understood the basics and the rudiments, and I drew inspiration from this verse even more and more. What a great, magnificent message and meaning of that verse. So here also Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu warda, used to say this verse here, chapter 40 and verse number 3, this gave him the greatest inspiration, motivation in the 6,236 verses of the Noble Quran, 114 chapters. Ghafiri Zambi, who is Almighty Allah, He forgives the sins. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Satiru Zam. So Ghafir can mean forgive. Ghafir can mean conceal and cover our vices and sins. Both meanings are acceptable. So He covers and conceals our vices and sins, and He forgives us as well. He expunges it and removes it from the book of deeds. وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ, and He accepts the tawbah, repentance from the servant, provided that the servant slave is severe, is sincere in his pursuit. He's not that just with big tawbah and he'll be already preparing the next thought, the next drug, the next fornication, adultery, Allah forbid. So it must be a sincere repentance. Chapter 66, verse number 8. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. Ey iman walo, oh you who believe, turn to Almighty Allah with such a tawbah that is sincere. When they asked him, Sayyidina Umar Amirul Mu'mineen, what is Tawbat al-Nasuha? He said that when you milk the she-camel or the cow, do you see the milk going back into the animal? He said, no. He said, similarly, don't have a relapse, don't go back to those vices, that evil and devilish lifestyle. So Allah Jalla Wala is the one, Qabil, Qabul. He accepts the Tawb, the Tawbah and the repentance of His creation, human being jinnat. Shadid al-iqab, and is severe in punishment. If he wants to use it, in a split second he can decimate me, you, and the entire universe and creation. Shadid al-iqab is the tawl, ay zil-quwah, zil-an'am. So Almighty Allah is the possessor of all the power, and zil-an'am, and He confers the bounties, favors to His, to the universe, to the creation. So that is Almighty Allah. One word, various meanings. La ilaha illahu, la ma'buda bihaqin illahu. Truly there is none worthy of worship but Him alone, exclusively. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ilayhi al-masir, unto Him is a returning. Daily we hear this person passed away, that person left the world. If he's Muslim, we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So we make dua for them, whether we know them or not. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents, the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Who will not accept this message? It is, it was, it is, it will always be the best and the greatest message. Reveal on the greatest prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for all times, all places. So Almighty Allah states, مَا يُجَادِلُ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الَّذِي. Nobody will dispute and argue regarding the verses of Almighty Allah, illa alladhina kafaru, except the disbelievers, except the non-Muslims, except the unbelievers, the people who are filled with pride and arrogance. arrogance, because they know that now they'll have to forget their jealousy, arrogance and pride. And now they are flying here and there. They have big, big positions, and they are the ones running the world in their mind. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ. It must not deceive you, O Muslim. Allah is addressing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the greater connotation, meaning, is for me and you, O human being. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. They are traveling in the world from this city, to this country, to that country, from this continent to that continent, first class, business class. All that must not deceive you. That is istidraj. Give a crook enough rope to hang himself, and see how humiliated, disgraced they are, whether it is Trump the Harami, or whether it is Joe Biden genocide, or whether it is anybody else, and they become the most humiliated, disgraced people on the face of this earth. Chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَن يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِيمٍ. And when Almighty Allah humiliates a person, then none in the entire universe creation can grant honor and confer honor and dignity to that person. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, 16 Jumad al-Ula, 1446, Gaza, genocide, day number 409, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Five jutlas dispatched to hell, getting roasted, toasted, the Haramis, and many of them still in transit, the injured and wounded, and waiting to freck and die like a dog, the Haramis. Russia would love. I like Putin. Allah give him, give all of them hidayat, become true Muslims. Russia hits Ukraine. It's coming to day almost 1,000 now, and their energy infrastructure was struck by the drones and by Russia, and Ukraine knows. Zelensky says, once Trump comes into power, the war will be finished, completed very, very quickly, because Trump has said, we won't support you in future. So therefore, both parties are trying to gain the initiative, but it is victory for Russia. America loses as usual, and you must remember, Ukraine will be the biggest loser, and then it's just a waste of time and so forth. BB, the war criminal, butcher of Gaza, Netanyahu, remains the biggest obstacle to peace in the Middle East. As long as he's the Prime Minister of Israel, there won't be peace, because he wants to remain in power, and he has his right-wing extremist terrorist government. So therefore we say, without fear of contradiction, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshallah. Israel claims that they killed the Hezbollah Shaitan, Hezbollah media chief there in Lebanon. So both are Shaitan. One is Hezbollah Shaitan and one is Israel. Both Haramis. Look at MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. And look at his minister of entertainment, Turki al-Sheikh. And they made a cube there in Mosimu Riyadh, that the season of Riyadh. And then they made like a Kaaba Musharrafa, Allah forbid. And the women dancing around that cube, and the people also waving, shaking their backsides and front side, and Allah knows which other side. Whole lot of them murtad out of the fold of Islam. Did I say so? Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala states, Surah chapter number 9, verses 65-66, Wala in sa'altahum, if you ask them, what are you doing? Layakulunna innama kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab, they will say, we are just playing, entertaining, and enjoying ourselves. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. What? You play with Almighty Allah and His symbols? You play with the verses of Almighty Allah? You play and mock Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you continue mocking it? كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. لا تعتذروا. Do not cite any excuses. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You have become kuffar and non-Muslims after you had iman. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65, verse 66. People who know the rudiments, the basics of Islam, not people who just embrace Islam. You know about Islam. You know what things take a person out of the fold of Islam. And still you got shirk and doubt regarding MBS and his cronies and those Salafis and Madkhalis. The Madkhalis are a group there in Saudi. Whoever is the king and crown prince, they will support him, whether they're right or wrong, based on asabiyya, on partisanship and so forth. That our fatwa is pakka murtad. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدَّيْذًا. You got doubt regarding MBS, you scholars for dollars, you the Salafis and others, you worried about your visa? Can't you speak against these people here, making a mockery of Islam? It's a shame and disgrace that our Maulvi organizations, they can't speak, majority of them. They carry on summun bukmun umyun fahum la yaqilun la yarji'un. Where's our Darlum statements? Where's our Jamiat statements? Where's our various organization statements? At least speak something and say you don't agree with this and so forth. We'll be mas'ool and questioned tomorrow in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. A mountain collapses there in Congo, and then what do they see? They see tons and tons of copper. Therefore you will find civil war, the Jutla, some of them there in Congo, a country filled with natural resources and minerals, and the West and the enemies of the people of Congo always want to steal it. Israel must be kicked out from the United Nations and FIFA, and this call is growing. We said long time they must be expelled from there. Xi Jinping, remember the leader of China met with him, Biden, and he knows that Biden is history and his legacy is tainted with the war in Gaza and genocide. Biden, genocide, and one of the worst presidents in America's history. So Xi Jinping, whatever his name says, he will work with Trump. And remember, they're very smart characters, these guys. Kennedy Jr. says, he's the minister, he will be minister of health in Trump's administration. He says, I can only speak the 100% truth on RT. RT is the Russian TV and so forth. Because there I don't have to worry. But wherever else now, he has to be very concerned. Imran Khan makes special dua for him. So many messages came through last night. They say that the Pakistan government, the Pakistan army, and the Pakistani personnel and in the medical field are administering and giving him slow poison. He said, for 17 years I gave my life for Pakistan, meaning in the field of politics, and whatever was humanly possible, remember, I did for you. Maybe it's time that I'm leaving now, but Pakistani, this is not my fight against the corrupt leaders and the army. It is our fight. Think about your future, your children's future, and so forth. So remember, even today, I ask how many Pakistanis who are in the country, who just came from various parts of Pakistan, that if they have free and fair elections today, they say it will be a landslide victory for Imran. But you know, Pakistan is a government, choroki hukumat, a bunch of thugs and crooks, you must remember. It's a shame and a disgrace, remember. So Trump said that the withdrawal from Afghanistan was the most embarrassing day in American history. Can you imagine that? And the greatest defeat. So now, in his administration, they're already starting all these generals and army personnel who made all these decisions, they will be now court-martialed. Can you believe that? And their action will be taken against them. King Salman, he woke up from his slumber and so forth of Saudi. So in this year, 1446, before the year ends, he will host 1,000 pilgrims for Umrah from 66 countries, inshallah. That is the news breaking on the Arab News and Saudi Gazette and so forth. So Brazil's First Lady, she swore F's and explicit for Musk. She told Elon Musk, I can't repeat the word, obviously, but that's what she said. And there's big tensions growing between Lula, his wife, and Elon Musk and so forth. So BB must fire Ben Gvir. That's the article running there in the Haaretz newspaper. Tejutla said Gideon Levy writes. Gideon Levy is one of the best journalists in the Jewish world, and he writes with a lot of sense of justice. He says the Jutlas and the Jews and the new generation are devoid of shame regarding the Gaza war. They don't even bother that they murdered 100,000 people. They murdered 20,000 babies and children. And they murdered and they killed and destroyed everything there, remember. The mosques, the churches, the schools, the universities, hospitals, and targeting women and children and men who are civilians and so forth. 400 illegal miners are refusing to come out and resurface from Stilfontein, the mine, and so forth. Our brother Zahir Umar, his wife Yasmin, and Abu Bakr, and all of them are busy there as well. So they are fighting on behalf of these miners who are still underground, albeit they are illegal. That certain amount of dignity must be shown to them. So well done to Zahir, Abu Bakr, and company there. Then there will be floods today, this week, in certain parts of KZN. You Durban people surrounding, prepare and brace yourself for that. Eastern Cape, that is your East London, Port Elizabeth, Kebeha, and so forth. Be ready. And remember, Mashatile, he is in big trouble, and they say that he has looted billions that were intended for other projects. But that is the ANC. It is their speciality to steal and to corrupt themselves and corrupt others. That's why they destroyed this country in the past 30 years. Our program for today, inshallah, is 8:30 to 9. Mohzaid will interview me, and our topic will be the future of the Middle East, inshallah, Aziz. In Arabic, you call it Al-Mashriqul Awsat. In Urdu, you call it Mashriq Wusta. Always remember the difference there. Aqwam-e-Muttahida in Urdu for United Nations. And in Arabic, Al-Umam-ul-Muttahida. So you have these words a little bit very similar, but the words are a bit different also. So nevertheless, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, our trip we had to Limpopo, Bela Bela, Wombats, and then Makupani, Port Gietersrus, Porties, and then to Polokwane, Petersburg. Wonderful, wonderful trip. We thank our brother, mashallah, Munir Nur Muhammad Muti, and mashallah, Allah give him, his wife, mother, children, family, all of them, his brother, more and more Noor, inshallahul Aziz. And tonight, inshallah, live Q&A with Hafiz Hussein Wadi on Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock tonight, inshallah Aziz. Mawlana, we have 20 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A for today, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, Muslim women, are they allowed to work in airlines as cabin crew serving food to non-mahrams?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Whether they're serving to Muslim or non-Muslim or male or female, all haram. What will they have to serve? They will have to serve the wine, the swine. They will have to wear a special dress code. They will have to make compromises regarding their salat. They will have to smile with every passenger. That is how they learn the PR, public relations, and so forth. So from A to Z, it's a profession for Muslim women. Absolutely haram and not permissible. And even for the Muslim men, it's haram to go and serve and give people alcohol and swine and all that. So that for the male also is haram, and their income will be tainted and polluted.
Mufti Saab, is nikah by proxy jaiz?
We must understand that what we mean by nikah by proxy. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in Medina Munawwara, and yeah, the Sahaba like Ja'far radiallahu an and others were in Habasha, and then they came there to Medina Munawwara from Habasha, so at the time of Khaybar and so forth. Be that as it may, so the leader, yeah, his name, title is Najashi Negus. His full name was Ashama. So, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah, he is min al mukhadrameen. Mukhadrameen means he's not Sahabi, he's not Tabi'i. He lived in the time of Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah knows best, he could not meet or see the Master alayhi salatu salam. Just like Uwais Qarni radiallahu anhu, his incident is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. And Najashi radiallahu anhu's incident is mentioned in chapter 5, verse number 83, the beginning of the seven Jews, the seven Supara. So there was a lady, Umm Habiba. She is the sister of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhum. So Abu Sufyan is the father, Hinda is the mother, meaning that Abu Sufyan's wife. Yeah, remember that Abu Sufyan's son is Amir Muawiyah, and the daughter is Umm Habiba. All became Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So now he is the one that this person, Najashi, he arranged this nikah. Was proxy, he acted on behalf of Umm Habiba. He even paid the mahar and the marital gift on behalf of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Umm Habiba radiallahu anha and so forth. So if that is what you mean, yes, it is permissible. So let's take an example. I am in South Africa and Moana Salim Karim is in Tokyo, New York, Hong Kong, wherever. So my daughter is getting married to Moha Salim Karim's son, for example. Obviously, just an example. So different cities, different countries, different continents, and so forth and so on. So the easiest way, so now the girls' party, that my daughter, now we appoint a wakil, a representative for her, there in Hong Kong or Tokyo or wherever, Hamans Kral, wherever overseas. Let's say Hamans Kral is overseas, and in that way there, that wakil, that representative will act on behalf of my daughter, and I, the biological father, have given permission that this nikah must continue, and there are two male witnesses there at the time of ijab and qabul, the time of proposal acceptance, so that will be permissible. But today to perform the nikah via Skype and phone and all that, not permissible. That the best way to do it, as I explained, the one party must appoint the wakil, representative of his son or daughter in the other country, and then the nikah will be valid, and we have the dalil and evidence, remember, of Najashi radiallahu anhu, Umm Habiba radiallahu anha, how her nikah was performed with Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Mufti Sahab, can a husband prevent his wife from visiting her mother?
Remember, for a husband to prevent his wife or anybody else, for example his sister or whoever, to go and visit the parents, both of them, one of them, and there is no valid Shari'i reason, he just says no, you can't go because I am the Amir, I am the dictator, I am the tenpot dictator, it's haram to do that. Quran Kareem states, Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23, In tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. So you want your wife must now sever family ties with her beloved mother, father, siblings. So Allah Ta'ala says, then in chapter 47, verses 22, 22, 23. أولئك الذين لعنهم الله. Those are the people Allah curses them, in this instance the husband. فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. And Almighty Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. So therefore it's haram in normal circumstances. However, if they, the mother, father, both of them, one of them is a murtad out of the fold of Islam, then he must prevent his wife from going there to interact with the mother, father who are murtad apostates, or they are involved in unsavory activities, for example jadu, sihar, witchcraft, and you know you have the evidence, concrete evidence, and then you prevent your wife from going there. So in certain circumstances it will be justified, but 90% of the time is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a father-in-law to shake hands with his daughter-in-law?
It is permissible for a father-in-law to shake hands with the daughter-in-law. It is permissible for the son-in-law to shake hands with the mother-in-law. All this is enshrined in the noble Quran. I'm married and my wife is here. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Mother-in-law was here. She passed away here. So now I want to shake hands with her. I used to call her Masi. So Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 23, وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ. And the mother of your wives, mother-in-law. So son-in-law, mother-in-law, they shake hands and so forth, permissible. You can travel together also for Umrah, Hajj. I took my mother-in-law with my wife for Hajj. Alhamdulillah, Allah qabool for my. Then the other way around, that you, the daughter-in-law, you shake hands with your father-in-law. So remember chapter 24, Surah Nur. Therefore our mother, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, radiyallahu anhuma, Siddiqa Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anha, used to say that Allimu nisa'akum Surat An-Nur. Teach your female Surah Nur, because there are so many laws regarding them. Where can you expose your beauty, O my Ladli, O my Sahib Zadi, O my Dikri, O my Beti, my beloved daughter? So see what Quran says, O abaihinna, O abai buulatihinna. In front of your father, you can expose your biological father. In front of your father-in-law, Quran is saying that. So chapter 24, verse 31. However, we have to add this. If the father-in-law is such a person, he's got some other ideas, hanky-panky business, then for you to stay alone with him, to shake hands with him, all haram and not permissible. And even in this day and this age, this is our fatwa and verdict, for you to go and embrace your daughter-in-law, for you son-in-law to go embrace your mother-in-law, one should abstain from it. Although it is permissible, but we live in a time where corruption is rife and rampant. People will say, no, I'm just embracing my daughter-in-law, I'm just embracing my son-in-law. Many things can happen and are happening. So therefore, we just make salam. Most to most, you want to shake hand, that's fine, provided there's no fitna and turmoil and chaos and so forth. And remember to embrace and that. Best is to abstain. Fi asrina hadha fil waqti rahin. In this day and this age, that is our advice and fatwa to one and all.
Mufti Sahib, many of our Muslim girls are finishing matric. Should they choose university over madrasa?
Remember that first and foremost, what they're doing in the schools and matric and so forth. Before we come to post-matric, is it permissible for you to be there in matric and so forth? That you will be interacting with the male teachers, you will be interacting with your colleagues, the men, the boys and so forth. And then you know, you'll know social media better than your parents and so forth. You know how sharp should the children are, the youngsters are. So is that permissible in the first place? says. So we dead against all these things here in this day. Whether you call it Islamic school or Muslim school, that also is a misnomer. There's no such thing as an Islamic school today in the world. They just use Islam's name so they can make more collection and money. So you can call it a Muslim school, like Muslim country. There's no Islamic country in the true sense of the word, you must remember. You can say Muslim countries because majority of the people are Muslim and so forth and so on. So if you have to study, whether it's your school, high school, whether it's varsity and so forth, and you want to study via UNISA and so forth correspondence, so fine. You want to go to madrasa and so forth, where you don't have to stay there and that. In your own town, you just go and do it. So make istikhara, and otherwise you can manage both. MashaAllah, you do both. And the istikhara, dua, you don't have to go and read 2 rakat salat and then go and sleep and don't talk to anybody. There's no such thing in Quran and Sunnah and Sahaba. That is just the rai and opinion of some ulama and so forth. Always try and find out what is the original teaching. Quran, Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, beloved Sahaba, the direct students, companions of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in Tirmidhi, we find is a beautiful hadith, simple, in 1 second, 1 minute, you can learn it. Allahumma khirli, khirli khara khire. Allahumma khirli, you select the best for me. Wakhtarli, and you choose for me. So you can do both, you can choose one, so all that. But I will never advise in this day and this age, we send our daughters to high school and university and college and all that. Today, ma'al asafi shadid, if the truth be spoken, is unfortunate, but it's true. Majority of them have become brothels, and majority of them have become, remember, places where you lose your shame and modesty, or you lose your virginity, or you lose your iman and Islam. Yesterday I sent out, you must remember, Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Abu Ustad Hafizullah, you know, article, latest article regarding the girls, jalsas and qiraat competitions. So one person overseas, he sent me a message, he said, but Maulana's language is very hard and harsh, you know. I said, that is Maulana's style, but leave that aside. Look at the message and you will see in 1 year, 5, 10 years time what happens. So 90%, I can't say 100%, but 80-90% of the time what Maulana writes, you will find what the firasat and insight he has, it happens as he mentions. You must remember that. Because what taqullah wa yuallimukumullah, the language might be hard and harsh, as you will say, but look at the message and then you will understand the wisdom of it. If you ask a person today, one Nabi catching the beard Mubarak of the other Nabi and shaking him, what you will say? You will say, it's very harsh. How can you do that? Quran says, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam went for 40 days to receive the Torah and came back and saw the people were worshipping the calf and the cow. He went to his brother Nabi Harun alayhi salam, with one hand caught his beard Mubarak, the other hand the head Mubarak, and shook him. So he told his brother, the people are looking, La ta'khudh bi lihyati wa la bi ra'si. It is to show that some people have a lot of jalal, and remember that for the love of Almighty Allah, they can't tolerate and see all these things going wrong. So therefore, we should look at the Quran Sharif, look at the Sunnah Mubarakah, not just jump to conclusions and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, is medical aid policies jais in this time?
We say our fatwa, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Riza al-Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah, his fatwa, our fatwa, and so many ulama's fatwa is, in this day and this age, you go to the government hospital, then you see, our Junaid Murta went there now, with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, he came out very good, and I asked him the details, you know, he said that no, they treated him well, so he's the exception to the rule, because Junaid Murta is He's not an ordinary person. So Junaid Mota is a smiling Mota. He's a Jinnat Mota. He comes here 2:30. I hope he's going to come every day, inshallah. What you say, Junaid Mota? Every day he gave the thumbs up, inshallah. So he says everything good, cool, calm, comfortable, inshallah. So they looked at Ismail. They said, you better come quick. Let's do your job, you see. He gave them the Chinese smile. So you must remember. But that's not the rule. The rule is something else. You can't base fatwa and all that on the exception. You have to look at what happens. So therefore, as a darura, as a need and so forth, fatwa verdict, we will say permissible. Yes, many ulama say not permissible. Some of them are honorable teachers. We say that is taqwa and piety and precaution. There's a term called fiqh. To have the deep, profound understanding, liyatafaqahu fi ddeen. And one is al-fiqhul waqi', what is happening currently, occurring nowadays. So therefore, the fuqaha and jurists of Islam have written a law that a person, man lam ya'rif ahla zamanihi, fahuwa jahilun. When you don't know what's going on in your own places, in your own circumstances, your towns, your cities, your countries, then actually you're a fool. And an idiot, how are you going to pass fatwa and verdict and so forth? So we have to brace ourselves and learn what is going on, and then you pass the fatwa ala basiratin with evidence and proof and so forth and so on.
Okay, sir, what dua can we read for success in examinations?
Remember that the greatest examination is to leave this world with Iman and Islam. That is the biggest thing that we should remember that. So that is Tawaffani Muslima. Tawaffani Muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. So that is, remember that we will die, inshaAllah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, with Iman and Islam. So that is the greatest test we should be worried about. All these other tests, you can repeat it, you can write the other exams. This one, yeah, remember, kullu nafsin zaikatul maut, wa innama tuwaffawna ujum. We all will taste death. You all will be rewarded fully or punished, maximum, optimum punishment. What is the criteria for success? Quran says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whosoever is taken far, far away from Jahannam and the hellfire and admitted into Jannah بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ وَجُودِهِ وَكَرَمِهِ with the grace, mercy, benevolence, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, faqad faaz. Indeed, he has passed kamlo day. He has passed with distinction. So that is the greatest test. Remember that. Surah 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 185. The dunya test, matrik test, and madrasa test, and so forth and so on. Remember that is temporary. So read Surah Yasin. Read Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. InshaAllah, Almighty Allah will make you kamiyab, successful. Last question, Mulana.
Okay, sir, what is the Shariat ruling regarding postmortems?
Remember that postmortem as a rule is not permissible. So I told you what Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, Ma min amin illa wa qad khussa anhu al-ba'z. Yes, you must remember if there is a certain situation, it is, you know, proven or suspected that person is poisoned and so forth now, and that is somebody caused the death like that, and therefore you want to have a post-mortem and so forth. So that will be the exception to the rule, not the rule. So then you will say it's permissible. But now they got any person who dies, passes away in an accident, there must be post-mortem. These type of things Islam will never ever allow. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.